After a win against the Bears, we have some game balls to give out. Aaron Rodgers is the offensive game ball winner, Mike. And I tell you what, less than 200 yards passing, which doesn't happen much with Aaron, but 18 of 23, three touchdowns. What an efficient performance by him.
Yeah, I thought Aaron played very well. I mean, just all the way through, you know, the command, the decisions he made at the line of scrimmage. You know, the return game had a lot to do with the field position. So, you know, as far as total yards, but, you know, really had a chance to be 5 for 5 in the red zone. And I clearly thought he got off to an MVP start.
What was neat about it, too, was the Bears playing man and they turn their backs to him and he just runs up the field. That mobility, what a huge advantage to have.
No doubt about it. And really the timing of it. You know, he does such a great job of setting the pocket high and, you know, they were playing their ends a little wider and running up the field. So, you know, just a very instinctive, polished MVP-type player.
Defensive game ball goes to Demaryius Randle, the rookie first-rounder. And I tell you what, Mike,
that?
He had a great pass deflection, Matt Forte, in that fourth down stop. It was on third down, but, man, he looked like he belonged.
He really did. You know, we were in a lot of single-high defenses, so he was out there one-on-one on an island all day long. So very athletic, very instinctive young man. Really has a lot to build off of this performance, but when it just flat came down to, you know, covering his man, he did a heck of a job.
Special teams, Mike, I know it's been a point of emphasis all summer, and Mason Crosby has been good all summer and now into the regular season.
You know, he really has, and he brings such a, you know, a veteran presence to the whole group, and, you know, it's insightful, and I just think our whole communication on the special teams has improved. And, you know, I think you got to give Mason and Brett and Tim a lot of credit. Just the, you know, your battery of specialists, you usually don't get enough credit or involved in that as much as I think people realize. So, and on top of it, just his ball placement and the way he's handled his duties has been outstanding.
And each week we ask you for your reaction on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show, for either the player of the week. And this week, it's the play of the week, Clay Matthews' interception to seal it in the fourth quarter. You thinking about some offensive plays for him, Coach? Because, man, he looked like he wanted to be a receiver on that play. He took it back.
We don't have enough balls on offense for Clay to come over and play. So, I mean, because Aaron's got his hands full there. But, no, I mean, really, when you look at the play, it's just a heck of an instinctive play. Just the way he undercut the route, the anticipation of it. Cutler never saw him. You know, just as far as pre-snap disguise and ability to cut that pass. And then, you know, obviously, what a great return, too, and really the finish and the hustle of our guys getting out in front for blocking. So just a huge play for us defensively.
Next up, our final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show will get you ready for Seattle and the home opener. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.